Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. The point of no return. Every voyage reaches that point where the distance to the unseen new is shorter than the return to the safety and comfort of the old. Literally, on a ship, it is a function of diminishing supply of food, water, and human energy. Turning back represents failure of resolve and the impossibility of successful destination. Sailing on is fraught with peril, those sea monsters drawn by sailing captains in the margins of their charts, on which safe ports and known hazards beyond may not all be marked. I submit with the ocean that we are at that point now, perhaps beyond. If, for example, we were to halt all CO2 and greenhouse gas emissions into the atmosphere today, it would take half a century for the acid base in seawater to return to historical norm. It would take decades for dead forests, coastal areas, and coral reefs to regenerate to their former state. If we were to cease all fishing for cod, it would take years for those fish to return to their prior number. In some instances, it is already too late, those species having passed no return into extinction. Can I prove this? Well, publicized observation, research, and experience would argue, for it is fact. Scientists have been measuring the changing pH of the ocean for some time now, as well as the consequences on marine life worldwide. Coral reef experts indicate that some 10 to 30% of the world inventory has been killed or critically corrupted by global warming, dynamite fishing, and development. And indeed, we have stopped fishing for cod, either by moratorium or simply because the supply is just not there. How much more evidence will be needed, example by example, until we are forced to admit that the time for decision has come? Am I alone in this conviction? Well, no, not at all. This awareness can be found in classrooms, laboratories, policy institutes, not-for-profits, and many government agencies around the world where national ocean policies addressing these problems are put forward, sometimes legislated, sometimes implemented, not always enforced. To continue our ship analogy, these are all strong members of the crew, skilled in many aspects of sailing, but not in charge, and subject to the decision makers, the officers, and, yes, the owners, whose objectives may be very different, indeed indifferent, to the knowledge, safety, health, or wealth of those on deck or aloft. Would it not be far better if the captains and owners came on to an alternative course by themselves? Would it not be more effective if they could realize that there are still places to be discovered and even fortunes earned by a different set of premises or a better course of action? It does not seem likely. The captain's word is law. Mutiny is not an attractive option. Analogy aside, the world environment today is victim to those fixed premises of the past and to the laws devised to uphold them. The owners, the captains of industry and the politicians who continue to serve them, will not change course unless they have to. Witness the continuing subsidy and expansion of the oil and coal industry, the resistance to comparable support for alternative technology, the protectionist fears when other countries act or innovate against the status quo, and finally, tragically, the armed conflict that has often within it an unarticulated justification for the protection of national interest as the most interested so define. Nonetheless, the environmental community has been hard at work to formulate an alternative concept beyond the point of no return. It's called sustainability. And over the past 10 years or so, the World Policy Crew has cleaved to this idea as a collective framework for action. In the United Nations and in the worldwide policy apparatus, sustainability has become the accepted, overriding new principle around which to organize the next stage of the journey, the future planning and strategies for responding to critical challenges to land and sea. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.